that time of the show where we take a look at the markets, what happened today. And Van Aan and Company's Ross Nadwick is here at the show. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
And today, I guess, do we have something to be happy about?
Yes, we didn't finish on the close in the grain, so it's definitely more encouraging than where we were just an hour before that.
Excellent. So what was the reason for the bounce at the end?
I think we just came out kicking lower here with those higher yield estimates that were being reported by analysts. 175 on corn, possibly up to as much as 48.5 on beans. Those are the type of news events that are going to shake this market out a little further.
That won't make 650 corn.
No.
It's down at 3, close to 3. Now, what numbers are we at as far as closing prices for old crop and new crop?
Well, the front month corn contract, they finished down, or December, I should say, finished down a couple of cents. We had the deferred contract actually up penny and a half or so. And, you know, there's something to take from that, too. I mean, we haven't had a carry to work with in this corn market for quite some time. It's coming together, you know, that 26, 30 cent range in a year where we're expecting to bring home a bigger crop. A lot of times it's realized, you know, that's something we want the farmers to try and take advantage of on any earlier cash prices that they locked in and get that carry locked in as well.
Yeah, these are not the days of hauling the corn to the elevator and saying, what will you give me for it? How does one maximize his cash flow in a year like this?
Yep, again, you know, that carry in the market, being able to roll out to that March or July contract, that's one way to try and add to that if we're going to put the corn in the bin. Another way, one thing we focus on right now, basis is still not too bad. And, the likelihood of that expanding or getting wider here in the harvest could happen. So we want to definitely pay attention to that as well.
Yeah. Basis does vary widely, though, across the Dakotas, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and I've heard here recently it's been narrowing a little bit out west there. So hopefully that continues a few more weeks here, get a little better opportunity.
Yeah. All right. Well, corn come back looking good. What happened with soybeans today?
Soybean market, actually, they were down about 22 cents here for a while. Into the close, we finished only down about 10. That market, you know, again, yield numbers, we had funds that are, they've been adding to shorts in corn, but they're also still liquidating their length of beans. Beans are one of the few commodities here that still have length of fund in the managed money sector. On a positive note, too, in beans, the exports just keep coming in every day, and those are strong numbers. So we're talking big yields. We're also talking really big usage rate or demand right now.
So people in other parts of the world want U.S. soybeans.
That's right. Yep. Coupled with the production from South America and just a steady increased demand over the years.
Well, that says a lot for the groups that are out there and over the other side of the pond working to create markets and develop demand.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Wheat, then. We got guys listening to us in the combine cab, driving up and down the wheat field. Anything good to say about wheat today?
Well, spring wheat, you're looking at about 10% complete with the harvest, so it's just really getting kicking, getting a good idea where yields are starting to come in protein levels. Protein is going to be a key factor moving ahead. You know, as many we're aware of already, the winter wheat crop, that came in very, very strong this year, and they're 80, almost 90% harvested there. So hopefully down the road we're going to get some, if we can pull some better proteins off the field, we can hopefully capitalize on a little more premium from that.
All right. And again, wheat futures, is that the route to go?
They're down to some pretty major support here.
Yeah.
If you look at all these commodities across the chart, I mean, we don't want them to take out these levels, of course. I think the market's already priced in a lot of the negativity on that side, so, you know, we could be just sitting flat here for a while.
All right. Well, is that in wheat? How about in corn and soybeans? Do we have, how much upside potential is there?
You know, you could really say wheat's a loose cannon to some degree in that segment because even with the bigger yield that looks like it's possibly coming, I mean, we only have a couple weeks of forecast that we're confident with August right now, but at the same time, that demand surprises us every year, and the timing of it does differ every year as well.
All right. Ross Nadwick of Van Aan & Company, Alexandria, Minnesota. How do you guys get a hold of you, Ross?
Yeah, call us at 1-800-648-5494.
Gotcha. All right, and the website is?
VanAnco@VanAnco.com.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much. Ross, we'll maybe visit with you tomorrow. Are you here tomorrow?
Yep. No, I won't be, actually.
All right.
Yep.
One of your peers will visit with you.
Thank you for coming over today.
Have a good day.
You bet.